My name is Pavel Kratochvíl. I am Chief Research Fellow of the Institute of Macromolecular Chemistry of the Academy of Sciences of the Czech Republic in Prague. This is the institute where Professor Wichterle invented soft contact lenses. In winter evenings, when I stayed later in the institute and was leaving at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night, it was absolutely dark, and the large front wall of this huge building was dark, just one window lit, and this was the window of a small mechanical workshop where Professor Wichterle was working on the lathe. Sometimes he was there alone. Occasionally Mrs. Wichterle was there because she brought him supper and feeded him while he was working. So that impressed me extremely. As in most cases, great inventions come into existence more or less by chance. Professor Wichterle invented material without actually knowing exactly what it would be good for. It's a synthetic material which has the property that it absorbs a lot of water, and even in this swollen state it has adequate strength, adequate mechanical properties. It turns out that this material is very nicely compatible with living tissue, which means in contact with living tissue it doesn't provoke any adverse reactions of the organism. So it occurred to Professor Wichterle that this material could be used for soft contact lenses. What Professor Wichterle had to develop was an appropriate technology for making, for manufacturing these soft contact lenses. So he used the mechanotoy of his two sons and constructed a very primitive, funny-looking machine for preparing the first soft contact lenses. And the moving parts were driven by the engine from a gramophone player. The first series were actually made in the kitchen of his home. You have a form which has the shape of the outer part of the lens, and you drop into the form a few drops of the starting material, which is a liquid. And during the rotation, the originally liquid raw material becomes solid, then the lens can be simply taken out of the form, washed and used. Within a couple of years, the vast majority of soft contact lenses worldwide was made of the material invented by Professor Wichterle. Of course, for those who like soft contact lenses, he made their life much easier. For instance, sportsmen and sportswomen prefer to use soft contact lenses. Vain women also prefer to have soft contact lenses, although it has to be pointed out that Professor Wichterle virtually never used the soft contact lenses. He preferred the classical glasses.